Section 1. Tame the Dragons from the Past. Your history is not your destiny. A quote from Ursula K. Le Guin, The Wave in the Mind. People who deny the existence of dragons are often eaten by dragons from within. Since the beginning of time, we have communicated with each other through stories. They help us understand our place in the world and teach us how to act or not act. They shape our perceptions and pass down knowledge and morals. Personal stories guide and direct our lives. How we interpret our experiences is one of the driving forces behind happiness or depression, exhilaration or disappointment, rage or peace. Telling our personal stories is something we do every day by how we think, feel, behave, and interact with others. Every conversation we have is, in some way or another, a reflection of the stories we've created over time. These stories create the movies that are constantly playing in our heads. I am a good mother, a bad father, an alcoholic, a success, a victim, a fool. The Dragons from the Past. My friend Dr. Sharon May, a world-renowned relationship psychologist, calls the stories that interfere with our lives dragons from the past that are still breathing fire on our amygdala, the almond-shaped structure on the inside of your temporal lobes involved in emotional reactions, driving anxiety, anger, irrational behavior, and automatic negative reactions. On an episode of the Brain Warrior's Way podcast that I co-host with my wife, Tana, Dr. May said, "All of us have dragons from the past influencing our present feelings and actions. Unless you recognize and tame them, and consciously calm and protect your amygdala from overfiring, these dragons will haunt your unconscious mind and drive emotional pain for the rest of your life. What blows from an ember or a small action of another can turn into a destructive fire of anxiety and rage." After learning from Dr. May, I started using this concept with my patients, including Jimmy. Over time, I identified 13 dragons from the past, including their origins, triggers that make them overpowering, and how they cause us to react. All of us have more than one dragon from the past driving our behavior, and they are always interacting with the dragons from the past of others, causing both internal and external battles, a modern-day Game of Thrones. All of us have primary and secondary dragons driving our behavior. Primary ones are present most of the time, while secondary ones come out during times of stress, such as the COVID-19 pandemic that began in 2020. You'll learn which ones apply to you. You can also take the Hidden Dragons quiz at knowyourdragons.com. Dragons from the Past. 1. Abandoned, invisible, or insignificant dragons. Feel alone, unseen, or unimportant. 2. Inferior or flawed dragons. Feel inferior to others. 3. Anxious dragons. Feel fearful and overwhelmed. 4. Wounded dragons. Bruised by past trauma. 5. Should and shaming dragons. Racked with guilt. 6. Special, spoiled, or entitled dragons. Feel more special than others. 7. Responsible dragons. Need to take care of others. 8. Angry dragons. Harbor hurts and rage. 9. Judgmental dragons. Hold harsh or critical opinions of others due to past injustices. 10. Death dragons. Fear the future and lack of a meaningful life. 11. Grief and loss dragons. Feel loss and fear of loss. 12. Hopeless and helpless dragons have pervasive sense of despair and discouragement. 13. Ancestral dragons, affected by issues from past generations. I will show you how to tame your dragons with 4 specific strategies and rewrite the stories they've been telling you.